Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and now also published best-selling author. We are having a heat wave in Southern California right now, and I know this is not the only place. Therefore, I want to create awareness on how to keep yourself safe with body, mind, and finances. These three simple things actually belong together, as when one is out of sort, the other two won't be balanced either. Why am I choosing this topic of hot weather? Easy. I have been observing and have seen, heard, and smelled more things that were not necessary in the last few weeks than I know it needs to be. So I know it needs to be actually addressed. Let's start with some signs that I have seen and heard and smelled. And those are accidents, fires, heart attacks, strokes, heat rashes, and much more. I'm not saying that everything can be prevented. However, I am saying a lot of it could be prevented. And so the question comes, how can we prevent these things from happening to us? And I have found 11 tips for surviving a heat wave without air conditioning. Oh, can you believe that? Yes, without air conditioning. And I'm going to get into more about that in just a minute. Actually, no, let me just preface it. Air conditioning is actually a nice tool. It's a convenience. But the side effects are numerous. Number one, when you have perspired and you go into an air-conditioned room, you can catch a cold. You are more easily to get some air-related illnesses. It is a dehydrating factor because it pulls out the humidity. If you have the AC on in the car, it pulls out the humidity of the car, so you have clean windows and you can see and you can breathe. But I always notice that I need to drink or sip on more water because it is dehydrating. So there are other ways of doing it, and I'm going to give you some of those ways right now. So number one, use box fans and ceiling fans to promote air circulation throughout the house. That's actually what we're doing. We take care of our windows and doors, glass sliding doors and things that we have. And it is just amazing on what it does. So we have most of everything open, but on the sunny side, on the warmer side, we always have the drapes closed and we have insulated drapes that are, you know, great to keep the heat out and the cool in, or in the wintertime to keep the warm in and the cold out. So it's pretty awesome. And those you can buy just about anywhere. Some of them are really pretty. Some of them are not quite as pretty. But then comes the question, what is more important, looks or comfort? And I have to admit, for me, it's comfort. All right, so the first one was the box fans or ceiling fans. So it moves the air around. And if you have them facing an open window where the heat can go out, that'd be even more advantageous. Number two, take advantage of the cooling power of water. And that is actually quite interesting because you can fill a bucket or a basin and soak your feet, or you can take a wet towel or a bandana and put that on your head or shoulders to cool you off. Take a cool shower or bath and consider using a spray bottle filled with cold water for refreshing spritzers throughout the day. Pretty cool. And I like to do that actually with alkaline water because then it keeps the body really happy and healthy, or your skin, which is the largest organ of the body. Number three, head downstairs. So if you have a one-story home with a basement, go to the basement. If you have a two-story home, go to the first floor. And it is always, always cooler down there. I know in my case, it's usually about 15 to 20 degrees difference, just because we have an open staircase to the upstairs. So use those simple, non-costly things to help you out. Number four, eliminate extra sources of heat. In my case, that means don't bake, don't cook. I eat raw stuff, or I eat things that I have prepared the night before when it was cooler or something. So I don't need to heat up the house with the stove or with the oven. Number five, remember to hydrate with cool or room temperature water, not ice. And I'm saying that because just recently I've read, and I've seen the video actually, of a worker who started getting flushed and dehydrated, and his dad told him, go inside and get some ice water. He did, and then he started having serious internal organ issues. So when it's really hot, I know that the British people drink hot tea because it cools them off more, because the body does not have to work as hard, and it definitely does not cause a stroke, a heat stroke, because it's warm and warm, but it hydrates. Avoid alcoholic beverages and caffeine when it's really hot, because both of those are dehydrating your body. So for each cup of coffee, you need to drink 5-6 cups plus of water to balance it out. Seven, make a homemade air conditioning system. And that is kind of interesting. It's very simple. Just sit in the path of a box fan that is aimed at an open cooler or a pan filled with ice. So if you have a floor fan or something that you can use, or a box fan, and you can put a bucket or something of ice in front of you and have the fan blow at the ice, not on you, at the ice. The ice will then give up cool air, which is a homemade air conditioner, and it doesn't dehydrate you. Number eight, visit public buildings with AC. Go to the library, go to the store, something like that, so you don't have to have it, and you can get out when it's too much or when you feel like you're getting a chill. So you don't want to stay in there during that time. That's how you get a cold. Nine, don't eat large protein-rich meals, because they take a lot to digest, and it puts stress on your body when it's that hot. Recognize symptoms of heat-related illnesses. Well, what are some symptoms? And it says heat cramps, heat rash, heat exhaustion, heat stroke. And when any of those occur, call the emergency service 911 in the event of heat emergencies and try to cool the victim using help till help arrives. So you can fan cool air, you can put an umbrella if you're outside over the person to shade them, and take a towel or something to fan them to keep them cool. There are so many things that we can use to keep ourselves and others protected from heat-related illnesses, heat strokes, strokes in general, heart attacks. They're all related to excessive heat. There's actually more to it. Also, think about your pets. They get hot too. Keep them in a cooler area. Make sure they're shaded. They're not out in 100-degree weather. It is not good. For me, having a pet means loving a pet. It's kind of like a family member. So by taking care of them and showing them that you care and you love them, they're in return are going to help you out when they realize that something is wrong with you. So be good to your pets. All right. Body heat symptoms in the body. Control your body heat. Okay, how can you do that? You can do it with food and beverage to regulate your body heat by eating the correct foods. As I said, cooler foods, not heavy, not greasy foods, because that just puts more stress to your body. When you are in high humidity areas, There's something about the skin that's amazing. It does not perspire as rapidly as when you're in dry areas. And so when you don't perspire, your body cannot cool down because it keeps the heat inside. It does not release it from your body, which means you're overheating. So there again, when you're in a humidity area, in a very humid area, make sure you have enough water with you, and not ice cold water. Cool water or lukewarm water is so much better, and it soothes yourself so much faster and helps you hydrate and feeling better. Wear a hat when you go outside. Put sunglasses on. Protect your skin with SPF from the UVA and UVB rays. UVA for ultraviolet aging and UVB for ultraviolet burning rays. And yes, you can burn even through clouds. Sometimes even more so because you don't feel it. So do all those things. Also, personal factors that affect you are actually age, obesity, fever, dehydration, heat disease, mental illness, because you don't think about it. I mean, how can you? If you have an imbalance mentally in your brain, then you don't think about those things. So you need to make sure that somebody is around who does and protects these people. Poor circulation because of diabetes, nerve pain, whatever it is, just make sure you have circulation. Heat does not mean not moving around. It means being careful and cautious where you move, how you move, and how long you move. So sunburn is another one. Prescription drugs are really pretty nasty. And I am not saying when it's hot, don't take your drugs if the doctor prescribed them. But I am saying, actually, you can actually choose to get better if you want to. I'm not promising total complete health for anybody, for anything. No. But I know that we all can make some progress mentally or physically, that we don't need all our finances to get healthy with medication and doctor's visits. So if you want any of those helps, the natural way, and journey with me towards your optimal health, I'd be more than happy to. Actually, including today, there's 6 more days in this month, and I do have a $50 wellness certification, a wellness credit, equivalent to like a scholarship for the next 3 people who sign up with me to get healthy. And it doesn't matter where in the U.S. you are, as long as you're serious that you want to help yourself and the people around you getting healthy, I'm here to help you. So having said that, I put my link there, denisethompson.ichooseoptimalhealth.com. You can connect through there, or you can text me or voicemail me at 562-335-4956. You do need to leave a precise message, a short one, and a phone number and a name, so I can get back to you within 24 to 48 hours. And we can talk and see. We can talk and see if we're a fit for each other, that I can help you get healthy, which would make my dreams come true, because that's the best thing I've ever done in my life. As you know from the beginning, nurse, fitness trainer, all those things, they were all prescribed exactly when, where, what. And I didn't really have all that much experience. I have now a lot, 40 plus years, but that's different. Now as a health coach, and having lost 50 pounds myself and living what I'm preaching, that makes the difference. So get back with me, whether you want to be on the show, have questions or suggestions, let me know how I can best help you. And I'm going to say, I wish you all a very happy, safe and wonderful week. And until next week, till we talk again, take care and have a great week. Bye-bye.